Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kaylin Lend Me Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hello, Real Talk World. This is Kaylin Patterson. I'm just, it's going to be a while before I get used to that intro. That's really something. Big props to P4P and all they do. I'm just happy. I had a chance to talk to this lady before we went on air. And, you know, you're happy when you see good things going. But when people have those ups and downs and then get hit real hard with a big down spot and still find a way to come through it, not just come through it, but, I mean, be successful and just start growing and the people around her grow and just everybody starts to improve. You know she's touched on something that's special when you don't have to worry about is she going to fall off. This is something that's serious for her. Her life is just basically something to smile about. And, you know, I've been blessed to be around her for some years now and just a joy to always chat with. Ladies and gentlemen, many people know her, many people might not, but to the people that are listening, Melissa, please introduce yourself.
My name is Melissa Johnson, and I'm a prep coach, a single mom, a physique and figure pro in three different federations. And I just love life. What can I say?
And a writer for Natural Mag.
Oh,
and
yep.
Yeah.
I write for Natural Mag.
I think you need more hashtags than some Twitter folk.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, now MJ, you've done a lot, and the natural community, especially in the Midwest, is very familiar with you because, I mean, you've done some traveling to compete. You're not afraid to compete. And, you know, you are a competitor. But the thing that always makes me smile is when the competition is done, it's time to be a mom and a friend again. Because I've seen you in prep mode and you got a focus that's almost like a lioness where I think people would get sliced in half if they got too close. And then after the show is done, you're hanging out. And, you know, even when the show's happening, I'll never forget when we were in Kansas City, and you were talking about when Charmaine, and you were like, oh, she's just looking phenomenal. I'm just basically proud of what I brought to state. And to be that open and honest and still have that competitive nature just kind of blew me away. So, you know, explain how you're able to have that go back and forth.
I just get in game mode, and it really doesn't, it's not even until I really get to the venue even. And even in the competitors meeting, I'm still calm, cool, it's whatever. But as soon as they say, all right, get backstage, it's time to go, something inside of me just switches like a light switch, and I just turn into that, I just got to get, stay focused and stay cool and stay calm and just remember to have fun. And that's something that a lot of people forget when they compete, is they get so competitive that it's all about beating the other person. And you know what? I used to be like that, but that's not what it's about, because it's just about being your best, and it's about the camaraderie, especially in the natural organizations. I mean, everybody's so friendly, and you know, so I'm all about being friends with people and everybody that I compete against, and I admire my fellow competitors. I talk to a lot of them that I compete with on a regular basis, and it's just, you know, that's the type of relationship that I want. I don't want to say, well, I want to beat her, I don't like her because she's better than me. That's not what it's about. So I try to keep it well balanced, and that's, you know, I'm a Libra, so that's what we're all about in the zodiac symbols, is balance. And so I really like to keep everybody, you know, close to me and have a good rapport with everybody and just, you know, get along. And that's, you know, it kind of all comes together on show day, too, at the same time.
Well, you found that balance, and it's quite impressive. And it's a joy to watch that because, you know, it's sometimes missing. And like you said, there are competitors that I think aren't really competitive. It's almost it's almost like a dysfunction where you know, instead of being overjoyed, I don't think that the people that have that kind of spirit, even when they win, it's like it's still not enough. And it's almost destructive where, you know, it's the end all be all and my life sucks. You know, and I'm like, well, no. Have you seen the people in the audience that are just so enamored with the changes you've made since the, you know, maybe the last time you stepped on or since they saw you, you know, family members coming out, and they're so happy for you, and then you come off, and it's like that spirit, you almost wonder, you know, is it really worth this? I mean, I've actually said that openly, where, it, you know, maybe this isn't the sport for you, where you almost, it's not like you're being overly critical, but if they're basically, you know, I don't think it's worth your life, your happiness, or your health to do what we do. It should be fun, like you said, and a joy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I've told a couple clients that at the same time, you know, and I said, you know, if you're placing so much weight on whether or not you place first or not, then, you know, maybe you need to reassess things because you're asking a judge panel of, you know, 6 to 8 people of your peers to tell you what they think you should look like and what they like. And, you know, I mean, it's a critical sport and it's not for everybody, but, you know, the people that succeed are the people that grow, like you said, you know, that grow over time and, you know, physically grow with the sport and just better themselves because that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
it takes time, you know, it takes time to get there. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. You know, your first time where you think you're going to win and you place 5th or 6th or whatever, you know, it sucks. It's hard. It's hard to handle. But then you go back and you look at pictures and you're like, man, I looked really good. You know, so what if I didn't win? I looked my best and that's what's important.
Well, one of the competitors that I had a chance to interview with on Midwest Muscle was Charmaine, and she was just blown away with the changes that you had done in 1 year, you know, and I'm thinking that's a hell of a compliment where you know, like I said, you have competition, but they're also your peers, and they're loving the fact that you're putting your heart so much into what you're doing that everything is just growing and growing.
Yeah, I love her. She's so sweet. I see her at the gym every once in a while, and her and I get to talking a little bit. And it's funny because she's like in between sets, or I'm in between sets, and then it's like 5 minutes later, and she's like, I got to go. And I'm like, I got to go, you know. And we just get to talking, and we just keep going and going and going. And she's just so sweet to me, and I really enjoy talking with her.
Yeah,
and
but go ahead.
It's just really nice to, you know, have that, and I – to have that friendship within girls that I actually compete against and, you know, are at the top of their game, you know, and Stephanie Casella is another one. I see her a lot too, because she's a prep coach as well. So we see each other at shows all the time. We sit together, we talk, we catch up, you know, it's fun. It's awesome. I love it.
Stephanie's a hoot. So, you know, it's always fun to be around her. And, you know, you've actually fouled around with the twins, Patricia and Terry. So, you know, you guys keep a tight niche, and it's, you know, to be so good at what you guys do and to still be such close friends, it's hard to explain when people see you guys on stage and doing the pose down and then see you guys backstage helping each other get ready. I mean, that's just, to me, it's always a reason to smile because you realize it's just a competition. It's just a part of life, but it's not the end of life if things don't go your way.
Right, exactly. And, you know, being a pro, you know, you get prize money. But some people place so much weight on that prize money like it's a job, you know, and it's like, this is a hobby. It really is, you know. And if you get a check for it, that's awesome. But, you know, it's just a hobby that you take to the extreme, and you know, it takes discipline, it takes dedication, and it's, it's all about yourself and how you can do better and be better. And it's very gratifying at the same time, you know. So that to me is bigger than any check or any paycheck that you could ever get. The self-gratification and the excitement of knowing that you did your best or you are your best, you know.
Well, I know there's one thing, and, you know, especially with you being a single mom, is that what you do affects the next generation. And the activity that you guys have as mothers, it transposes right down to the children, and they're super active, whether they intend to be because of what you do, but it's just seeing you day in and day out being at your best. That can help but translate, you know, off to the your children. I mean, I look at Terry's child is just going in martial arts, and everybody's just got something going on because this is normal. You know what I mean? Not the couch potato, changing the channel 5 or 6 times and hoping you're not diabetic by the end of the week.
Right, yep. Yeah, we're very active over here. That's rare that we sit and watch TV.
So, the big question for all the people that are just getting into it, still amateurs, are still learning what it takes to be a pro, and a mother, and a prep coach, and basically having a career, how do you juggle that and still keep your sanity?
Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of planning. It's something that I've been lucky enough to start at a young age. So I started when I was 18, started competing when I was 20. And so it's always been a part of my life. And so for me, a weird day is to not work out or to not mm-hmm. eat clean, which rarely happens. But, you know, it takes a lot of planning, and people always get frazzled about it, but you just got to plan ahead and think about your days. And, you know, it's almost like at this point where I'm super busy with clients every day and all that stuff, now I have to physically take time out of my day to work out, you know, whereas before it would be, you know, oh, this day, I'll do it this day, I'll do it this time. But now I set every day in my schedule, I block off a 2-hour time for me to get in my time. And I make it to the gym, you know, get home in enough time to eat and shower, and then get ready to finish off my day. So mm-hmm. that is just number one to me. But, you know, a lot of people make excuses too. You know, I work full time. I have kids. I have this. I have that. Well, I can't get it in. You know, I don't have anybody to help me. I have to do all this myself. I have my mom who watches my son for me sometimes, but I don't have a partner that I can leave my son at home with while I go do morning cardio. So mm-hmm. I have an elliptical in my basement. And if I have to do cardio, and like last year I was doing double cardios at one point on my prep. So I would get up before my son got up in the morning, and I would go downstairs and I'd knock out my first cardio and be done before he even got up and knew.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second cardio would be after I was done lifting at the same time at the gym. And, you know, and a lot of people have poor time management, and that's a lot of the problem is, you know, you don't go to the gym to socialize. You don't go to the gym to talk to your friends or, you know, take 5 minutes rest in between each set. You get in there, you get it done, and you get out. And then mm-hmm. that frees up, you know, that doesn't waste any time. And then that gives you so much more time to do other things and to be with your family and food prep and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and in the Natty Nation, it is a different mindset because there is a lot more prep. There's a lot more involvement with food. You basically doing the juggling act. This is even from a man's point of view. I can't even imagine a single mom, you know, just doing all that you do and still look as vibrant as you do. I think Rico said it best when he said it's the fountain of youth, natural fitness, because my goodness, you guys hold your years well.
Thank you. I've actually been complimented a few times on my age, and I have to attribute it all to living the healthy lifestyle that I've lived for all my adult life. You know, I mean, I had that time about 3-4 years where I did party, I did take time off from competing, and you know, I lived my life from probably 24 to 28. And then got right back and settled down. And, you know, I just I've always been a healthy eater. I've never really eaten a bunch of crap. You know, I grew up in an Italian family, and food is the center of all is good. And it wasn't my thing. So I'm kind of different when it comes to that stuff. But, you know, it's just something that I hope that I can, you know, help my son develop so that he can, I know he's going to be an athlete because he's already playing sports at 4 and a half.
And, oh, my goodness.
I know. So, you know, it's just one of those things that I think if it's, you know, if it's brought into your life at an early age, it just becomes a habit in a sense.
That's what I'm talking about, the normal. I mean, like, they see you moving around, and they think, well, this is life. This is what life is all about. And that's beautiful because, you know, we have basically fallen into the technological age where, you know, video games are basically running about, and you got apps on your phone that can take up your time. And it's like, basically, I was one of those people that had to do away with TV just to have a life that could actually fit in, like you said, with the prep. I mean, I had to basically take TV out of my prep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to ask you about this challenge, because I've seen you twice put about, someone challenged you about the bench and half your weight for rep. Okay, could you fill us in on that?
Sure. I have this fan that is my fan on Facebook on my athlete page, and he's always written me, you know, messages and just told me how impressed he is by my physique, and then it started kind of a little friendship to where he would message me and I would message back a few things, you know, we'd chat every once in a while. And then one day he just decided to, he said, I want to arm wrestle you is really what he wanted to do, but obviously we can't meet because he lives in a different state. So he suggested the challenge of it was half of our body weight, and he's about 142. And he's a younger, he's probably about 21, 22, I think. And he challenged me to, we were going to bench half of our body weight for reps. So half of his was like 60 something, and then half of mine was 75 at the time. And I honestly had no idea how I was going to do it. I didn't prepare for it. It was the night before he challenged me, and then we said, let's do it tomorrow. You know, it was no prep. It was no get like a power lifting, like you would train for the meet or anything like that. It was just on a whim. And I just threw the 75 on there, and it was funny because my video camera kept messing up. So that was like my fourth attempt. That the video that you guys actually saw was my fourth attempt because I was getting to like 20 reps and then the camera would stop rolling. So I was already fatigued when it started. And then I still ended up getting 62 reps for that time.
Wow.
And then, it was awesome. And then, I think he did 20 something. And so,
sorry.
I know he felt totally defeated and he was so embarrassed. And he said, well, we're going to do it again. And this time, you know, next challenge I think of, I'm going to try to think of something that I could definitely beat you on. And, you know, probably three months went by or something. And I didn't even think about it. And then he had started liking some more of my pictures and stuff. And then he had messaged me again and said, are you up for another challenge? And I said, yeah, let's do it. And so he said, how about we make it even to where, you know, he's like, I weigh almost the same as you do. So let's do 135 pounds as many times as you can.
Okay.
And I was thinking,
I remember
myself,
that.
I said, okay, this is a challenge because I know I have muscular endurance, so the lighter weight, a lot of reps was cool. But that's heavy weight for me. I mean, I've just gotten up to where my bench is like 160 for like 8. So, I mean, I'm slowly moving up, but 135 for me, the most I've ever done it was 12 times. So I thought to myself, there's no way that I'm going to, you know, win this challenge. And so he posted his video the night before I was to do mine, and he did it 19 times. And I said, oh, man, I'm going to lose this. But I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it anyway because, you know, it's a good challenge. It's fun. So
yes,
I threw the weight on there, grabbed my video camera, set it up, and started going. And at, like, 10, I'm like, man, this is really easy today. And I just kept going and kept going and kept going. And then I told myself I wasn't going to tire myself out, and I did it anyway.
you're competitive. 20,
when I got to 20, I just wanted to keep going, so I pushed out those last two reps just for fun, and I was shocked. 22 times I did 135. And that to me was huge. That's why I flexed at the end, because I was like, I can't believe I just did that. It was awesome.
It was, and the video made it even better, because that was just perfect. That I mean, I was just tickled pink, but I just love that, because you know you're one of the actual competitors that practices good form and preaches it. So it's I love sharing your videos, because I know no one's going to get injured if they try it. You know, because a lot of times,
right,
you know, there's a lot of people that are posting well-intentioned things, but I really don't want to demean anybody's hard work, but some of the videos are just they're not up to standard, I guess the best way to say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, and I love to interact with my fans. You know, it's like it's I'm a real person. You know, and I'm not this mm-hmm. high up, fit, you know, figure fitness pro that is too good to talk to people. You know, I mean, I appreciate everybody's support. And, you know, I just love to interact with my fans and to know more about them. And it's just fun.
Mm-hmm. And you've got quite the following, and which is nice. And now you have a supplement sponsor, and that's one of the big ones down there. I mean, congratulations on that.
I do. It's a dream come true. I'm not gonna lie. First Form is as far as I'm concerned is the best supplement company that I've ever used any of their products, and they've really taken my physique to the next level. And they're great people too, and that goes a long way, because you know some of those companies out there just want to get their name big at any expense. And they're just really cool, down-to-earth people that will do anything for you. You know, it's not about what you do for them. It's just they just want to have a good partnership with you. And I mean, I've honestly been trying to get sponsored by them since 2009, when I first started back competing in figure. And I watched them grow, and they're just this amazing company with so much integrity, and started from the ground and just, you know, kind of reminds me of myself, and that's why I like them so much, is that they worked hard to get where they're at, and they're humble, they're not snotty, and, you know, it's a dream come true. I'm very, very proud to represent them.
Well, I know just any interaction I have with Kelly is always a joy, because that guy, man, he just, his smile alone, it gets me, but he really knows his stuff, and, it's just like when he's there to represent First Form, and he's got competitors and shows, he's really into it. So it's not like he's half-stepping, like, oh, you know, I'm just supposed to smile when people walk by. It's genuine, I guess the best way to say it. So that's always a plus.
Yes, he's very genuine. I've known Kelly since I was bodybuilding back in 2003. So we've been friends for a really long time. Even better,
because I mean he's a true gem, and I thank God for people like that, because they do make the road trips better, they make the time shorter. I mean well, you can say it the same thing I'm saying. There's just so many positive people at the live shows. It's just it's sometimes I have a hard time sleeping after the shows.
Yeah, I know, it's so exciting and so fun, and interacting with everybody, and you know, seeing faces you haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like family reunions.
It is. It really is. I miss it. It's like when the season comes to an end, I kind of get sad, because I'm like, well, I'm just going to return to my house and just work and just hang out and whenever the next show is. And now this off season's been a little bit longer for me, so I'm not going to compete in any shows for spring. So I miss everybody. I'm excited to see everybody again.
Right. And now, you know, you've transitioned from just being a competitor. I mean, it had to be great to win a pro card. Like you said, you stepped away to be with family, because I saw the TVT. So, yeah, you know, I'm thinking about that. And just, I'm looking at that picture, and it's like, wow, she's changed so much. And then, you know, to earn your pro card again, and then compete on a pro level, and actually win. That's got to be just, like, euphoric in itself.
It really is. It's almost, you know, it's like I always, when I first got my pro card in 2009, you know, I just wanted, I had no expectations, you know. I just wanted to get that and see where it took me. And I never had a chance to compete as a pro before I had my son. And so I lost my status and had to get it back again. And honestly, this life that I'm living right now is beyond my wildest dreams. Now I have to dream bigger because I've achieved the goals and the dreams that I had for as long as I can remember, as long as I've been in the fitness industry. You know, I used to always look up to the pros and always want to be one and always want to be like them. And now, you know, I mean, I have people tell me that they look up to me, and it honestly, right now, as I'm talking to you, I have goosebumps because that's amazing. It's surreal. It is just, it's an awesome thing. It really is. And I just love it. I love every second of it. And that's why I love what I do. You know, I mean, I get to do what I love every day. I wake up and it's like, I had somebody tell me the other day, you know, you have a job, but you don't even work. It's not work to you. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's my passion. You know,
yes,
I wake up every day with a smile on my face because I'm doing what I love.
And I can tell the world that that smile is genuine. And because you've been through a lot. God knows you've been through a lot. And it tickled me, and not in a funny way, but when people say, you know, I wish, and I like to stop them. I said, if you knew what it took for that wish that she has right now, I doubt you'd be willing to take those steps.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long journey, but, you know, I tell everybody the same thing, and I mean it. You know, I wouldn't change a thing because it's made me who I am today. It's made me this strong, you know, successful person that I just have grown so much, you know, and it's just learning to what I can, you know, that I want to be better in every aspect of life, better mom, you know, better competitor, a better coach. You know, it all goes together. It's not just one or the other. It's just, I'm just a good person that just wishes everybody could be good, you know, and see the world would be a better place if everybody thought everybody as a friend or a camaraderie, you know. It's just my motto, I guess.
No, that's a good motto to live by because, like I said, you know, there's been days where, you know, you just had so much going on, but you never transitioned that into anybody else's day. It was always just you. And, you know, you'd say, look, I'm not having the best of days. Can you just give me some space? And, you know, that's always appreciated. Cause most of the time, people just need somebody close so they can rip their heads off and get that, I guess, what they call venting. But it's like you could have warned me at least. And, you know, you're very mindful of that. And well, you're mindful on a lot of things. And I guess that's why you're so successful in what you do.
Yeah, I've learned through life that, you know, you can't put burdens on other people of your life because it is your life, you know, and ultimately it's between you and God that have to fix it and make it right. And so burdening other people with your problems doesn't help the situation. So, you know, I've just learned how to deal with things on an intimate level with me and myself. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just how I am. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, but it works. Go ahead.
I just kind of call myself a loner when it comes to stuff like that. You know, I just keep it myself.
But it's not an unhealthy loner, and I hope nobody listening thinks along those lines, because when things are dire, you do reach out, and, you know, that's the best blessing of having so many positive people in your life, is that when you reach out, they actually want to support you, not just put your business in the street.
Right, exactly.
Now, you've taken on other roles other than mother, but you do it in a motherly fashion. Because I noticed when you're being a coach, you're running all over the place like a bat out of hell. Like, hey, how you doing? And I gotta go. And it's just, it tickles me because it's just so fun to watch you making sure that every competitor that's under your charge is addressed, and even the ones that aren't still get that motherly attention where they actually get to enjoy the show. And even when you're writing, it's still like if I can help you in any way, you know. And I just that's just beautiful about you. I just, you know, you gotta respect that.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I attribute that to my mom because she is the same way as I am. She would give herself to anybody else before she would take care of herself. And she passed that on to me. And I just love to help other people, regardless of whether or not, you know, I'm physically coaching them or with them. You know, it's like people that contact me on my website or on Facebook, you know, and ask me for advice, I'll give it to them freely. You know, I mean, I don't say, well, my time's very valuable. You have to pay me for this. That's just not my style, you know. But I do really love helping people at shows and being there with my clients. And I love to see all of them on stage and make sure I take pictures of all of them because you don't know if they have somebody in the audience or not, you know.
That's right.
I yell for every one of them. I try not to give one more attention than the other. You know, I kind of let them dictate how much they want me to be involved so that doesn't happen. Because the last thing I want is for somebody to feel like they didn't get the attention that they wanted.
Exactly, because it is a precious time and your mind's going to 5,000 places. It is nice to have somebody that can basically be that rudder in the water to keep you in good direction.
Right. And I do take on a lot of new competitors, people that have never competed before, and it's just their dream or their goal, or they've been wanting to get there and they just can't get that next step. And so I take them all the way through it. You know, I mean, I get them from the beginning to the end and then past that. And I love being able to share my passion with them and teach them how to succeed.
Well, in that region, I mean, it's working for you, and I'm really impressed with the competitors you're putting out there. Now, one of the sad parts is, you know, we still have that bro science that's basically been infected into this into the business, where, you know, people are just basically trying to line their pockets, and it's got to be rough on somebody with your nature and your demeanor, where you see that. And it's basically you got to basically up in the cart to let them know that it's not even fruit in the cart. You're basically hauling some garbage because I can't imagine, you know, being at so many shows that you do and actually have clients in where that's okay to see somebody basically taking someone's help and distributing it as you know, a way to line their pocket with money.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, I have a lot of clients that I get from other coaches that are very leery of competing or dieting again just because of how hard it was the last time they did it from the other coach. So it's, you know, I kind of tell people that I'm more than just a coach. I'm a counselor. I'm your friend. You know, I want to be involved and I want to teach you what's the right way. And I want to make you feel comfortable. You know, it's like some coaches put out the it's my way or the highway kind of mentor and mentality. And, you know, I like to be involved with my clients and they have a say in things. And, you know, it is ultimately their bodies and they know it better than anybody else. So I like to, you know, be very hands-on with them and make sure that they are involved in things and kind of ease their mind when it comes to that stuff. But it is hard, but I love it.
it's definitely working. And I appreciate more and more and more the people I know that actually care that are being more involved on the other side, not just competing, but actually bringing people to good health and fitness. You know, because there's people that, you know, don't really want to compete. They just want to get better health and fitness so it can be better to their families, their friends, you know, or, you know, sometimes it's a life trauma. accident, you know, health scare, something, and they need that reason and that basic mentoring. They can get better without having their metabolism wrecked, you know, and basically the bodies get worse.
Right. Mm-hmm. I have a couple people like that. I have a girl who's young. She's 25, 26, and she has high blood pressure. She's already on high blood pressure medication. And she wants to get off of it. So she hired me to help her get healthy. And then I have another lady who's 54 years old and on an insulin pump and has to, you know, get healthy so that she can get off her medicine and live to see her grandkids. And,
exactly.
You know, that to me is amazing. You know, it's so great that I can be involved and help people to get healthier lives and get off all that medicine and stop seeing doctors all the time.
Yeah.
So it's not just about eating for me. You know, I like to help everybody.
Yeah, and like I said, with the articles you write, you know, they stem out there too, where, you know, and I'm thankful that, you know, you've been given these opportunities to where it's not just, you know, give it to me because I can, you know, pad my stats. You're saying, I really have something to say and I'd like to share it. And you do.
Yes, I do try to make it. I try to share my personal experiences a lot because I have been through a lot. And a lot of competitors keep all of that stuff under behind closed doors because it can make you look weak or, you know, you're not this strong person that you portray to everybody. But you know what? We're all real. We're all real people with real problems. And
mm-hmm.
How are we going to help others that have gone through the same situations if we don't share it? And so, you know, that's part of what I'm about. I love to share my journey with people because I've helped quite a few people through it. So it's just another part of what I love.
Well, I've always believed that every part of your life is a testimony to somebody's ears that's willing to listen. So, you know, kudos for you just making sure that what you say is legit. Because that, you know, that's like you said, it's disappointing when people do have the pulpit or the soapbox, and they basically just jump up and run their mouth. It's nothing that's gained from anything that's being said. But you make sure what comes out of your mouth is going to be a blessing to somebody.
Right. I'm not looking for sympathy at all. I'm just looking to help somebody else that might be experiencing the same things or gain some knowledge that you didn't have already. You know, I mean, it can't hurt to learn more.
No, and that's so true. Now, as a competitor, you know, and it tickles me because I still hear where women are saying, you know, but I don't want to be too big. And then there's people that think, well, if she did it, then I can do it. And they basically take away all the hard work that you did to do it. This is not something, like you said, this is not something you just picked up. This is something you've been doing for years. And your body has basically morphed to match the work that you're doing.
Right. Yeah,
now,
I've been working really hard.
Yeah. And what one of the things that, you know, it's like, it's great to be, you know, I love being in the audience, especially as Midwest Muscle, and hearing people talk about how great the people look. And I'm saying on stage, you guys look phenomenal. But don't take away the work and all the hard stuff that you had to do, the dedication to diet, the dedication to gym, the dedication to family. It's like you said, it's not easy. And it, I don't want, you know, like there's no quick fix to natural competition. There's no magic pill. You know, this is years and years of dedication to where your body says, okay, I get it. I can transform into what you're asking. But we have to teach that on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly schedule to where it actually learns to adjust.
Right. Yep. It takes time and it takes patience, which I struggle with too. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I want to be bigger than I am. I want to have this part of my body look better, but it is a process, and the longer you stick with it, the better you're going to get. You're like, you know, an old wine. A good wine, I always compare it to. It just gets better with age.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, with what you did from, I say in a year because it's basically the season, but it was less than a year with what you did. I remember you saying, I'm going to knuckle down and, you know, I'm going to make the change that they put on that scorecard, and I'm going to change everything. And you did. And, I mean, you really made a change, and you did transform your body. And, you know, it wasn't an easy road. And I hate, well, I don't want to say hate, but it can be frustrating to hear people say, well, you know, it can't be that hard. And I'm thinking, oh, you have no idea how hard it was, because at the time people were really inviting you out, wanting you to have a social life. When you were saying, I'm knuckling down to make a physical change, they were like, well, you know, let's just relax, your season's over. But you actually stepped in even harder. And I was like, don't take away or deflect from her hard work when she put in so much to get it, because they missed the journey just because of how you stepped on stage. You know, your smile, you know, your energetic nature, all of that is great. But please don't take away from all the work you did and all the dedication, because it demeans what you were representing. If you're a natural competitor, there is a story behind everything you did to get there.
Exactly. And, you know, we do have to work a lot harder and a lot smarter. And it's just, you know, it's not an obstacle in my mind. There's no other choice. You know, that's just what it is. And you have to know that is the best way to do things, and it is the most rewarding way to showcase your physique on stage. You know, hard work pays off, you know?
Yes, I do. And, you know, like, I've just, it's like you see the pros, and 1 year to the next, and the changes they did that you do is amazing in itself. But when you get the backstory, because, you know, you think, oh, you're Melissa Johnson, you can get to the gym whenever you want. No, you're a mother. You're Melissa Johnson, you're a pro, so you're used to this. There's the flat tires, there's the engine trouble, there's car issues, and that changes days. And then there's, oh, you're Melissa Johnson, and, you know, basically people throw things your way. No. Every day was another day of hard work, and the blessing that came with that hard work was what you got now.
Right. I mean, I'm human just like everybody else, and I live a life just like everybody else. I have the same struggles. I have the same obstacles. I've dealt with a lot, you know, but it's whether or not you let it get you down is the problem. You know, people tend to dwell on the negative things, and that's something that I used to be, you know, I used to do that. But there was one day where I woke up and I just thought, you know what, maybe it's me. It's not everybody else. It's me. And then I just started to get to see the positive in everything, because things just started to go up from there. And so the more positive I was, the more positive things happened. And it's just been an amazing ride. You know, I wouldn't change a thing, and I couldn't ask for a more enjoyable time, you know, because you look back at everything and you think, you know, I know why I went through that at that time, you know, mm-hmm. was to make me stronger. You know, I go through times where I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to train. My training's really hard. You know, it's never easy. I'm always challenged, but that's what mm-hmm. makes it. That's what makes it awesome.
And it makes a big difference when you think in that fashion, because, you know, you do learn that things don't get handed to you unless you know, you're willing to do the work to get your hand out. Because
right.
if you're not there, who sees it? You figure if every day you're at home and the person you need to meet is at this spot or that spot or that spot, you can't sit there and say your life sucks. Because you're not in the place you need to be. Like you said, if you don't change your mind, what are you gonna change in your life?
Exactly.
Now, all these things that you got going on, how do you feel now as compared to how we were talking a year ago?
What do you mean, mentally, physically, emotionally?
All of that, because I see a wonderful individual back then, and now she's even better now, because I think people forget that there's a mental aspect to physical exertion, and your mind drives your body, and to be where you are now is not an easy step, but you did it. And, you know, because everybody wants to know what it takes to be a pro. Because you can win a pro card, but that doesn't mean you're a pro yet. You're an actual pro that competes and loves it. But your life is about being out there basically competing in life. Everything about you grew, and so everything in you grew, and you just got even better.
Yep, because you can't get knocked down. You can't let anybody else tell you what you can and can't do. You have to want it yourself. And you have to want it so bad that nothing is going to get in your way. And that's how I am. And that's how I've lived my life for the last 2.5 years. Excuse me, I'm getting over a cold. That's how I've lived my life for the last 2.5 years. I've grown through every experience that has happened to me and just came out a fighter, came out with my hands up protecting myself and protecting my mm-hmm. son, you know, and now it's not just about me anymore. It's about him too. Mm-hmm. And I want to be the best role model for him too. And I want to be a good provider, and I don't want to have to depend on anybody. And, you know, to be able to do what I love has helped me get to this point, because nobody wants to work a 9-to-5. Nobody wants to go work for a boss and have a boss, you know. But mm-hmm. it's hard to get to do what you love. Not a lot of people get to do that. And so I've made a lot of sacrifices. I mean, I worked 3 jobs at one time. But it has all paid off, because it has gotten me to where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be a fighter. You got to be a fighter. You can't worry about what other people think or say or do, or you worry about you. And that's what's important.
And that's what works. Because if you can't deal with yourself and you break down, all the people you thought you were helping, you just hurt.
Exactly.
So, Natural Mag, how do you feel about that? I mean, that's got to be wonderful to make everybody's reading something that you had a hand in.
Right. It's unbelievable. It's such an awesome thing. And I felt bad, because last year I was so deep in my training and running my business and all that stuff that I didn't really write as many articles as I had hoped. But, mm-hmm. you know, I'm back on that. And Ben and I are really close. We talked quite a few times during the week, and he asked for my input on things, and it's great to be a part of that. I really enjoy writing for them and what they offer to Natural World and Natural Competitors, and it's pretty cool to be an editor. I'm still kind of pinching myself about that one.
Yeah, you're pinching yourself about a lot of things.
I am. I really am.
And, you know, I just love the fact that you enjoy it so much. Because, you know, you can be, well, you're just being you, you know, and
right.
you know, there's a lot of, in life, there's a lot of people that put on a lot of show and a lot of bluster, but when you get to the core of them, you realize, you know, not much, but you actually, you are you, and you know, and people can listen to that when you speak from your heart, because they actually know you're speaking from your heart.
Yep, exactly. I've never been the type of person to pretend that I'm somebody that I'm not. It's just me, take it or leave it. You know, that's why I've had so many heartbreaks in my life, because I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I will never change that, you know, because it is who I am. And, you know, I just want to be a good person and just be genuine, because I know that, you know, what I've given to everybody is the real me. And I just love being open and honest and easily approachable. You know, it's what a lot of my clients tell me is just, you're so easy to talk to. And I'm like, well, I'm a real person, you know. Life ain't all about weight loss and working out, you know.
Right.
It's about having that balance, you know. People don't understand that. People think that, you know, it is my life. It is a lot of my life, but I'm still normal. I'm a mom. We go out, we ride bikes, we go to the park, you know. I make sure I take time for my son every day, you know, at least 2 to 3 hours every day with my son, you know, and I made a post last night on Facebook. I work at night. When I do diets, online diets, I do them at night when my son goes to bed. So I'm up till, you know, 11:30 or 12 every night, because I don't want to take away the time from him, because he needs me too.
Yes. And I'm so thankful to God that you even approach it in that manner. But I would be remiss if we don't get everything, because you got so many hashtags. I don't even think we've actually addressed one by name. So go ahead and let us know about Custom Fitness, and then you run it down from there.
Okay, Custom Fitness is it's the company that I started officially 3 years ago. It's been in the making for probably the last 5, where I did diets on the side. And then it officially launched back in July 3 years ago, and started out with just a few clients. I don't advertise at all. All of my clients find me through word of mouth or Facebook or other clients. I don't just do competition prep. I do weight loss. I do competition prep, and I just do healthy eating habits. I teach young kids how to eat. I have 62-year-old ladies who just want to get in the gym and get healthy. And I customize every program based on individual needs, goals, and desires. I don't make them eat food that they don't like. I don't make them train 2 hours a day if they can't fit it into their schedule. I just basically take what they're doing and tweak it. And I've gotten great results from it. My competition clients stay with me. I don't have a lot of turnover. I pride myself on giving everybody individualized attention. I don't give one more than the other. And I don't bite off more than I can chew either. So I make sure to not take on too many competitors for one particular show. Mm-hmm. And I just really give them individualized attention is what I really pride myself on. And, you know, just variety is huge when you're trying to, you know, I don't do hours of cardio with my people. I don't put them on stage if they're not ready. I don't, you know, kill them to get them there either. I just don't believe in that.
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, I'm just thankful, because I know you've actually had to do that in the past. And it was very frustrating to the person until they actually saw what they would have gone up against. And then it was like, oh, well, thank God that you had the light of day when I was basically seeing it as a dark tunnel.
Right. You know, and it's hard, you know, to tell people that they're not ready. But in the end, they do thank me. And then, you know, it doesn't mean, you know, I tell them, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to compete ever. It's just not ideal at this point. You know, and I spend a lot of time with my clients repairing what another coach or what they did to themselves. You know, a lot of people think starvation is the way to diet, and it's not. And so I feel it's pretty awesome, because I feel like I'm kind of changing the world one person at a time, and teaching them the right way to be healthy and to lose weight. And, you know, it's crazy the things that people believe will help you lose weight. I've heard it all.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine.
And they don't believe you. They don't believe you until their 2-week check-in, and they've dropped, you know, 5 inches all over their body and 5 pounds. And they're like, okay. Now I think I got this. You know, it's so funny how many people stare me in the face like, you're crazy, lady. There's no way this is going to work. And I'm like, just watch.
Just wait. Just wait. And that's beautiful. Because like I said, I hope we bury people saying so deep, nobody ever be able to dig it back up.
Right.
Make it a dinosaur. Just make it extinct.
Yes. Exactly.
Cause now, that's something I can actually say I hate. I've hated it before I knew what it was, and when I learned about it, I hated it even more.
Yeah.
It's like the epitome of ignorance. But anyway, back to what custom fitness, you got that going. You got, my goodness, there's so many hashtags. But anyway, who do you want to give shout-outs to? Because I know, like you said, this didn't happen just because MJ said, I'm going to do this. There were people that were in your corner from day one. And I know you and T. McBee were, like, just communicating a lot. And it does help.
It really does. She's an amazing person. She and I just started talking after I introduced myself to her 2 years ago in Kansas City because I was in awe that I got to meet Terry McBee. I was like, she is who I want to be. She is gorgeous. She's got gorgeous stage presence. She's so nice and humble and, like, I mean, just gorgeous inside and out. And I met her and I was just awestruck, you know. And then I messaged her on Facebook because I wanted her to help me with posing, and she just took me under her wing. And we were buddies. We met at Yorton. We sat backstage at Yorton together. She helped me with posing, and she was competing at Yorton. And she helped me with all my posing. And it was ever since then, 2 years ago, that we've stayed in contact ever since, and we've become great friends. I stayed with her when I went down to Kansas City to compete last year. And through her, you know, I met Patricia and Law, and became really good friends with them. And she's a great person, and I love her with all my heart. She's a sweetheart.
I also
want to shout out to First Form. I mean, they've been amazing to me as a sponsor, and their products are amazing, and I love them. Who else? I don't know. Natural Mag and Ben, they're awesome to me. Ben is a sweetheart, and I'm thankful that I get to share my experiences with him and the natty world. And I just got sponsored by Rock Tape, and they starting to run a lot of sprints now. I'm getting ready to gear up for fall season, and so I've been taping my knees to protect them, and then I tape them when I squat, and it really helps me feel more secure and push a little bit more weight. You have been amazing in my life ever since we met back in 2012 when I won my pro card. We've been friends ever since.
Yes.
We've been very close friends, and I'm so thankful that you came into my life because you've been a great friend to me. And who else? I don't know. Everybody out there, all you fans and, you know, all my supporters and all my clients. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am without anybody. Any, you know, John and Becky Arnold, all the Fred Roulette, all the people on all the shows, you know. DFAC is a great organization as well. I love competing there, and you know, I mean, it's just a great family, and I've enjoyed every part, every high and every low.
Amen to that. Well, MJ, we come to the end. It seemed like it just started, but the show is coming to an end, and I just want to say thank you. I'm so happy. I'm like I said before we came on, I'm just elated. Because like I said, where you came from to where you are now, I'm just so happy and just so thankful to God to watch you just blossom. And, you know, thanks so much for coming on the show. Thanks so much for introducing yourself to other people in the Natty Nation. And thanks for the real talk. You know, be ready to talk. God bless you and everybody. From me and MJ, have a blessed night.
Thank you.